USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we enter the third year of the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Fauci is once again telling Americans to cancel their New Year's Eve plans.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he recommends that people stay away from large New Year's Eve gatherings where they don't know the vaccination status of guests. He told CNN that the severity of Omicron is diminishing, but says he is worried about the number of cases.
But the sheer volume of cases that we're seeing now, yesterday we had 214,000 cases, even with a diminution in severity, we still could have a surge on hospitals, particularly among the unvaccinated, which that we're really worried about.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
A 13-year-old boy riding a dirt bike died in a crash Sunday afternoon as he was running from police on Florida's Highway 1 in Boynton Beach. Stanley Davis Jr. lost control of the dirt bike and smashed into a median. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The jury deliberating the fate of Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell at her sex trafficking trial finished a third day of deliberations Monday with no sign that there's a verdict near or they may be having problems. Jurors in Manhattan federal court asked for multicolored sticky notes and a whiteboard along with transcripts of some of the testimony. As the abortion debate continues in America, focus now shifts to chemically induced abortion pills.
Republican-led states will restrict access to abortion pills via telehealth appointments, despite a move by the FDA to lift restrictions on prescribing the drugs. Five states have explicitly banned telehealth visits to prescribe abortion medication: Arizona, Arkansas, Missouri, Louisiana, and West Virginia. An additional 15 states have mandated that a physician must be present when a patient obtains and uses an abortion drug, effectively banning the use of telemedicine for prescribing and dispensing it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the 1619 Project, says parents should not be involved in their children's education. As outrageous as that sounds, she tells NBC News what the 1619 Project is all about.
The 1619 Project is a book now. It began as a magazine and a special section of the New York Times. And what it is, it marks the advent of African slavery in the original 13 colonies. So 1619 is the year the first Africans were sold into slavery in Virginia. And what the project argues through a series of essays is that very little about American life today has been left untouched by the legacy of slavery. It is trying to place the slavery as an institution, which is one of the oldest institutions in America, really at the center of the story that we tell ourselves about our country, and to explain so much about American life through that lens. I wouldn't say that we pulled back. And in fact, if you read the expanded essay that is now in the book, you'll see that we strengthened the case about the role of slavery in the American Revolution. What we did do with the original text was clarify. So the original sentence said one of the primary reasons that the colonists decided to declare their independence from Great Britain was to preserve slavery. And what we added were two words, sum up.
It should be noted, in 1619, British flagships were bringing slaves to America. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.